As a senior in college, I used to give tours of this building. It's still one of my favorite places to visit. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Every state has one, but I can attest from personally visiting every state, this is one of the best. Sarah Stosser shares the story from the Capitol building in Jefferson City, Missouri.
It looks a lot like our federal capitol. It's all white stone on the outside. The thing that really distinguishes it from our capitol in Washington, D.C. is the large statue of Thomas Jefferson that's out in front.
However, what perhaps sets this capitol apart from many others is what a cost underrun did for the building.
They had $1 million left over after building the capitol. Well, that money was allocated for this building, so they couldn't spend it anywhere else. So basically what they did was they bought this amazing artwork and had these artists commissioned to come in and decorate the walls with beautiful pieces.
As a college legislative intern, I used to give tours of the Capitol. The artwork is something everyone enjoys. Some are arch-shaped pictures called lunettes.
The paintings seem to move as you walk by them. So there's one of the Eads Bridge in St. Louis, and as you start on one side of the lunette, the bridge seems to be facing one direction, and as you walk to the other side of the lunette, it actually switches directions.
Thomas Hart Benton painted a complete history of the state in the House Lounge. He showed everything, good and bad. Some legislators thought only the good should be shown.
They talked about whitewashing the walls after he was finished, and thank goodness they didn't get that passed, because it would have been a terrible thing to not have in our Capitol.
You can spend a lot of time admiring the inside and outside of this Capitol building, and it's all free of charge. It's one of the largest Capitol buildings in the nation, yet it is one of the smallest Capitol cities, making it an easy yet grand place to take a tour. Traveling the countryside in Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.